5 in 10 from Skywatch TV for Monday, November 15th, 2021. I'm Derek Gilbert. Remember, you find all of our new video content at Rumble, rumble.com/SkywatchTV. But if you want the videos organized into categories, we can find all the new shows easily and be notified every time we post something new. Download our free mobile app. I'll tell you how to do that before the end of this program. Topic number 5 today, China. Big development in China, where the Chinese Communist Party has passed a historical resolution which cements President Xi Jinping's status in all of history. This document approved at their plenum was a summary of the party's 100-year history and addresses a number of its key achievements, future challenges, and directions. This is only the third document of its kind since the founding of the party 100 years ago. The first was passed by Mao Zedong in 1945, the second by Deng Xiaoping in 1981. So this elevates Xi to the level of Deng and Mao in the history of the Chinese Communist Party. What this action does, and credit for this analysis to a blogger who uses the pseudonym Vox Day, his real name Theodore Beale, a very insightful gentleman who studied in the Far East, so he's got a little more insight there than I do. He suggests, his analysis is this: this action by the Chinese Communist Party signifies that China's ideology, which is not really Marxist or Maoist, and hasn't been Maoist, that is, since 1978, is no longer following the direction of Deng Xiaoping either. This new adaptation is Xiism is the best term for it. Xiism, this ideology rejects Western-influenced Dengist economics. In 1978, Deng Xiaoping had rejected Marxism-Leninism and publicly declared to get rich is glorious. Okay, well, Xi is saying no, not so much. By the way, just as an aside, in 1978, not coincidentally, the World Economic Forum, Klaus Schwab, reached out to Deng Xiaoping once he saw Deng moving in this direction and partnered the World Economic Forum with China. This is about the time, by the way, not coincidentally, that the trade balance between the United States and China began to swing heavily in favor of China. Now, what the elevation of Xiism, or Xi Jinping, thought on socialism with Chinese characteristics for a new era, to be precise, to equal status with Maoism and Dengism, this is a complete rejection of what passes for democracy, what we in the West call democracy, as well as this idea for a new world order espoused by the likes of the World Economic Forum. In other words, Xi is now moving beyond the World Economic Forum, which has nearly outlived its usefulness for China in Xi's mind, which basically is his goal is to elevate China to become the world's dominant power. The World Economic Forum's goal of the Great Reset will assist China by kneecapping the middle class here in the West. And make no mistake, that's what the Great Reset is all about. You'll own nothing and you'll be happy. That's useful to China. But beyond that, the World Economic Forum is going to find that China is going to try to throw it under the bus as well. China, no friend to the World Economic Forum and the neoliberals who want to establish hashtag Great Reset. Moving on. Topic number 4, COVID. Iceland, 76% fully vaccinated. Holland, 70% fully vaccinated. Vermont, here in the United States, mentioned them last week, 71% fully vaccinated, the highest vaccination rate of any of these 50 United States. And yet all of them seeing surges in new COVID cases. This wasn't supposed to happen. We were supposed to reach herd immunity at this point. Well, no less a medical authority than Bill Gates is now saying the quiet part out loud. With nearly 7.4 billion, that's billion with a B, doses of vaccine administered worldwide, 434 million doses here in the United States, it's like 1.5 per person, Gates says it's now clear that, quote, we didn't have vaccines that block transmission, end quote. We don't have vaccines that block transmission. If you're vaccinated, you still spread the coronavirus. And it's clear by the data. There are record COVID numbers coming out of Europe where they've seen a jump of more than 50% in new cases over the last month. So it's become obvious that these mRNA vaccines are doing little, if nothing at all, to stop the spread of the disease. Moreover, the impact of the shots in preventing new cases seems to drop to almost nothing 6 to 9 months after your second dose. Well, new data from the University of Colorado Hospital, the UC Health System, suggests that herd immunity is a goal that we will never reach when it comes to COVID-19. Not a surprise. I mean, we have yet to reach herd immunity to the common cold, which is also a coronavirus. They mutate fast. That's what they do. Virus, gonna virus. Some good news, though, for the third time in about a month, another major pharmaceutical company has released a new COVID cure. In this case, it's Regeneron's cocktail of monoclonal antibodies, which purportedly cut infection by more than 81%. This is not quite as much as what Pfizer reported for its new COVID pill, what we jokingly refer to as Pfizer-mectin, and more than Merck's pill, however. But the benefit for the monoclonal antibodies is that these are fully human antibodies that have been cultured, and the state of Florida has had great success with these. President Trump was given a dose of the experimental version of Regeneron when he got COVID-19, and their clinical trials included using these as a preventive. And again, it found better than 81% reduction in COVID infections among the group that had been inoculated with the monoclonal antibodies. So some good news there. And again, a technology that doesn't compel your body to produce spike proteins and turn it into a spike protein factory, something that we would be more inclined to take. Topic number three, school board Stasi. This is a weird story coming out of Scottsdale, Arizona, where the unified school district there, a number of parents were appalled to find out that an online dossier had been compiled on a number of parents, who have been critical about critical race theory and the mask mandates in place in the Scottsdale School District. This was on a Google Drive that included personal pictures and information on a slew of outspoken parents, information that included their social security numbers, a divorce proceeding, and financial records. Mother Kim Stafford uncovered a Google Drive link when school board president Jan Michael Greenberg sent her an email accusing her of anti-Semitic comments against billionaire George Soros. Greenberg sent Stafford a screenshot of his desktop, which included a since-deleted Google Drive address reviewed by the news site The Daily Caller. The drive included pictures of students as young as 8 years old. The folders within the dossier, labeled SUSD, Scottsdale Unified School District, Wackos, Press Conference Psychos, Anti-Mask Lunatics, and others. Included under Press Conference Psychos, a video showing parents calmly holding signs. CRT is racist. SUSD, we demand transparency. One of the concerned parents and leaders of the parent group, Amanda Ray, was a top target of this online dossier. Folder had a credit deed of trust from her credit union, her mortgage, information on her Airbnb property, and pictures of her children. But it gets even weirder than this, because it appears that most of the information in this dossier was not compiled by school board president Jan Michael Greenberg, but by his father, Mark Greenberg. The elder Greenberg, according to the Daily Caller, is the actual owner of that Google Drive folder. Jan Michael Greenberg denied involvement with the dossier in an interview. The fact that he sent a screen cap including it to one of the parents involved, notwithstanding, when asked whether his father had anything to do with it, Greenberg said he was not his father's keeper, end quote. Clearly, though, Jan Michael Greenberg had accessed the folder and the information in it. This is not the only story like this. There are other stories about school boards and local police precincts and police districts essentially surveilling parents who dared speak out about the education their children were receiving. And it was Terry McAuliffe's comment in the Virginia governor's race that parents don't have the right to have any input into what their children are being taught that really cost him the election in Virginia. We as parents, grandparents, we need to know what is going on in our local public school boards. Or better yet, if you can, school your kids at home. Topic number two, uniquely designed. A brief story here, new research from MIT found that human neurons are strikingly different from those in other mammals. A much smaller number of channels that control the flow of ions like potassium and sodium. This apparently allows the human brain to operate more efficiently and direct resources to other energy-intensive processes like complex cognitive tasks. Now, the research team at MIT concluded that means humans evolved differently, which gives us an evolutionary advantage over other animals. As Bible-believing Christians, we don't dispute the data, what they found at MIT. We just disagree with their analysis. To me, this says we are uniquely and fearfully designed. And yes, Virginia, humans are exceptional here on planet Earth. Just as the Bible tells us, we are created as God's image bearers on this planet. And now we've got scientific proof to back it up. Coming up, you're never too old. I'll tell you what I mean next on 5 and 10.
Basically, you would be trapped inside of this stoic little creature that doesn't even if you could, even if you wanted to, you don't have the reproductive organs to even engage in the satiation of your sexual desires. You're literally in the most unattractive body you could possibly imagine if you're a demon.
Skywatch TV's Defender Conference Countdown, featuring the world premiere of the new documentary, The Great Delusion. DefenderConference.com.
With the official disclosure of UFOs moving full steam ahead, very few will be prepared for what is coming. The answers are now available in Josh Peck's groundbreaking new Skywatch Films documentary DVD, over 10 years in the making, entitled The Great Delusion, The Second Coming of Earth's Oldest Enemy, along with Dr. Thomas Horn's documentary-style expose on DVD, Rome and the Star God, and the late Chris Putnam's Vatican presentation on DVD, Astrobiology and the Vatican ET Connection. Josh Peck's new documentary, The Great Delusion, reveals for the first time why the Vatican is in possession of a telescope named the Lucifer Device, why the ancient and mysterious Anasazi suddenly disappeared from the historic record, how alien abductions might be connected to the sixth chapter of the Book of Genesis, whether there is a secret alien-human hybridization program being conducted on Earth right now, if there is a connection between aliens and supernatural entities such as demons and fallen angels, and what we can do to prepare for what's ahead. You'll also see stunning reports on the UFO phenomenon by Dr. Thomas Horn, Josh Peck, L.A. Marzulli, Timothy Alberino, Nick Pope, Chris Putnam, Chuck Misler, and many more. You'll also receive Dr. Thomas Horn's documentary-style expose, Rome and the Star God, on DVD. Join Dr. Horn for this incredible expose on how the Vatican is not only willing to accept our alien brothers with open arms, but are actually enabling the arrival of the end-time star god, the Antichrist. But that's not all. We're also including the late Chris Putnam's shocking presentation entitled Astrobiology and the Vatican ET Connection on DVD, detailing the Vatican's plans to baptize aliens upon their arrival and how contemporary societies will soon look to the aliens to be the saviors of humankind. Sold separately, these items have a retail value of $75. Yours now for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling while supplies last. Prepare for full disclosure with The Great Delusion special offer. Available now at SkywatchTVStore.com. Order now or call 1-844-750-4985.
Topic number one today, never stop chasing your dreams. Now, that sounds like a, you know, kind of a squishy Disney-type message, but there is truth behind that. You are never too old to pursue what interests you. Rhode Island man, living proof of this, he achieved a goal that he spent 20 years working toward, nearly a lifetime thinking about. He's now got a PhD in physics. Manfred Steiner recently defended his dissertation successfully at Brown University in Providence, Rhode Island. He cherishes this degree because it's what he always wanted and overcame health issues that might have prevented him from securing this degree. But he made it to the finish line, he said, and that was the most gratifying point in my life to finish it, he said in an interview last week. As a teenager in Vienna, Austria, Dr. Steiner was inspired to become a physicist after reading about the work of Albert Einstein, Max Planck. He admired the precision of physics, but after World War II, his mother and uncle advised him that medicine would be a better career to go into, especially in uncertain times. So he earned a medical degree from the University of Vienna in 1955, moved to the United States a few weeks later, had a successful career studying blood and blood disorders. Became a full professor and eventually led the hematology section of the medical school at Brown University from 1985 to 1994. Set up a research program in hematology at the University of North Carolina. Retired from medicine in 2000. Returned back to Rhode Island, where he and his wife now reside. He's been married to his wife, Sheila, who's 93 years old since 1960. Dr. Steiner will celebrate his 90th birthday this month as a newly minted PhD in physics. Inspiration. You're never too old. Skywatch TV, we do what we do because of your support, and we always want to thank you for your support during the month of November. If you're in the U.S. or Canada, for your donation of any amount, a very important book, Dead Pets Don't Lie. I've read through this carefully because I recorded the audiobook version of this, but I was shocked by what I found in there. We assume, because of the commercials we see on television, that what we're feeding our dogs, cats, etc., is healthy and good for them. I'll say again, you'll be shocked. And that will be our thank you gift to you. If you love your dog or cat, your donation of any amount, you name the price, we'll send you the book and the four video series of programs that we recorded back in, back in 2015 already on the program, Dead Pets Don't Lie. To donate, contact us at 844-750-4985 or log on to skywatchtvstore.com or go right to our website, skywatchtv.com/donate, and thank you for your support. Skywatch TV's virtual conference continues. You get 2 months left to take advantage of 24 cutting-edge presentations and the world premiere of the documentary The Great Delusion. This is network quality. Josh Peck has done an excellent job of assembling video collected over a period of 10 years into a cohesive narrative. It makes sense. I mean, some documentaries have good information, but it's disjointed. You jump from one speaker to another. They're not talking about the same thing. It's hard to follow. Josh did a masterful job of assembling it in an order where it all makes sense. How do we as Christians process the UFO and alien abduction phenomena? Here's your answer right here in The Great Delusion. Again, this plus two dozen cutting-edge presentations, including my talk about my brand new book, Just in the Warehouse Now, The Second Coming of Saturn, and a presentation on the book Josh and I wrote back in 2017 about the UFO phenomenon called The Day the Earth Stands Still, The Occult Origins of Ancient Aliens. That and more, you get a complete look at all of the speakers and a place to register, because you can binge watch on your own schedule whenever it's convenient for you. Watch videos again and again if you like through January 15th, and you'll find all of that at defenderconference.com, defenderconference.com. This week we begin a series of programs with Wayne Tesh, the founder of Royal Family Kids, and he explains why we do what we do here at Skywatch TV. It's really all about our sister ministry, Whispering Ponies Ranch. You can find out more about the ranch online, whisperingponiesranch.com. But don't miss the program with Wayne Tesh on this week's Skywatch TV broadcast. You'll find our schedule for the over-the-air broadcasts at skywatchtv.com/channels. But as always, that program and all of our video content, including our new programs, Simply His, Return to Eden, and the Bible's Greatest Mysteries, along with these news updates, Unraveling Revelation, all of that, on your TV, if you've got the Skywatch TV app for Roku or Apple TV, or if you download our free mobile app, that's really the easiest way to get in touch and stay up to date with all that we're doing. Again, we've got five weekly programs coming to you now, plus these daily news updates. That's a lot of video to keep up with, so really helpful if you've got it right there in your smartphone or tablet. And if you've got a relatively new smart TV, you can cast the video from your mobile device onto the big screen, so you don't have to look at the little picture. We also have news, excerpts from forthcoming books from Defender Publishing. In fact, I've just been informed that we'll be excerpting this starting in December. And bring it right into your smartphone or tablet with the free Skywatch TV mobile app for iOS, Android, or Amazon Kindle Fire tablets. To make it easy to find the app store that you need, we've got links to those at skywatchtv.com. You'll find the link in the top menu bar at the website. Thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV.